Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released its latest monthly jobs and unemployment report 7 days ago. The headline claimed an amazing increase of 313,000 jobs in February over January. But the underlying data contradicts that. Also, some alleged job increases just don't make sense and merit further investigation to see if they are correct. Toward the end of last week's announcement was a revision to the prior 2 months' jobs reports to subtract 54,000 jobs. The headline amount also double-counted 125,000 new jobs from the birth-death adjustment, a practice even the statisticians at the BLS admit is invalid. Once you remove these two figures, the jobs increase from the prior month is only 134,000 jobs. Since the U.S. population is increasing, that amount is barely enough to keep the unemployment rate from rising. Among the alleged jobs increases were 365,000 part-time jobs. Full-time jobs dropped by 52,000. That is not good news. Further, did some of the alleged increases in employment by industry really happen? Why was there an increase of 61,000 construction jobs? If true, why do builders claim they can't find people to hire? Or, considering the recent downturn in U.S. home sales, why would builders be hiring anyone right now? There was also supposedly an increase of more than 50,000 jobs in the retail sector. Oh, really? With all the layoffs and store closings going on, just where did this increase come from? In local government, the increase of 31,000 jobs was almost all in education. Do schools really add lots of staff in February rather than going into a new school year? This doesn't make sense to me. The increase in the business and professional jobs was almost all temporary workers. Is that a sign of a strong jobs market? We deserve an honest jobs report. Just once, couldn't a so-called journalist in the regular media dig into the details of the monthly jobs and unemployment report to find out the truth? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.